63 degrees and cloudy in Nashville. We do expect a sunny and warm day with a high in the upper 80s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. A new Tennessee law that targets some immigrants is the subject of a class action lawsuit. It says the state oversteps what should be federal authority. The American Civil Liberties Union and others argue the measure, set to take effect next month, is unconstitutional. They say immigration enforcement belongs solely in federal hands and that states cannot create their own immigration regulations. The law was passed as part of a larger immigration package from Republicans. It makes it a crime for people with final removal orders to remain in the state. Plaintiffs in the suit include people who received removal orders, but who remained for years under programs like the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals policy. Meanwhile, Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell's budget proposal includes $735,000 for the Tennessee Immigrant and Refugee Rights Coalition, or TURC. Now, high-ranking Republicans are objecting to the funding. One claims it could run afoul of state law. Senator Marsha Blackburn, who's also running for governor, posted on X this week that Metro Council should reject the funding for TURC. She calls the group a, quote, pro-illegal alien nonprofit. Tennessee House Speaker Cameron Sexton also came out against the proposal, saying this could count as sanctuary city activity, which is banned under state law. He added that Tennessee District Attorneys General and the state comptroller are, quote, watching this very closely. In a statement to Fox 17, a spokesperson for the mayor wrote, the funds are to help eligible immigrants pursue lawful pathways to maintaining or adjusting their legal status. They write that the need for these services has only increased in recent years with changes to immigration policy. TURC's executive director wrote that investing in accessible, high-quality legal services for immigrants, quote, isn't just the right thing to do, it's smart for the social and economic fabric of our city. Well, Tennessee has been in widespread drought since December, even after a couple weeks of consistent rain. WPLN's Caroline Eggers says most of the state remains dry.
80% of the state is in moderate drought. That's according to the latest U.S. Drought Monitor. The situation could now even be considered a long-term drought. The official definition is dryness that lasts more than 6 months and affects hydrology and ecology. Right now, a concerning issue is that the state's groundwater, lake, and stream levels have been low, which can in turn stress wildlife and ecosystems. But as we move into summer, when soils can be sucked dry during stretches of hot weather, there are risks that the drought can make cities hotter in a feedback loop, worsen air pollution, and even make flash flooding more likely. Tennessee has been in widespread drought for the past 5 years in a row. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. And this is Nashville's local news at NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.